The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
He hasn't gone away, you know. Well, he actually has gone away. He's in Prague. But we are now joined by our roving reporter, Shane Coleman, live from Prague, who has gone to every length to join us on today's show. Good evening to you, Shane. The atmosphere is really building here. I can only imagine what it's like there.
Like, you know, from the moment we got to Dublin Airport, you could, the atmosphere was there on the plane. People were singing and dancing on the plane on the way over. Like, it was like a party plane on the way over. And then we got the metro into the centre of Prague, and it came out and there was Irish people everywhere. I've already met about 20 people I know. It's like a home game. I mean, I know there's only 1,000 Irish tickets, but I'd say there's 10,000 Irish people here. It's just... it is mobbed with Irish people, and yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. We're about to head out into the evening to have a couple of beers before the game, and it's, I know, it's brilliant. It's really, really, really exciting, and there's a real atmosphere building.
Apparently, it's as hard currently in Prague to get into an Irish bar as it nearly is to get tickets for the game. Are the Czechs are a bit nonplussed about the Irish army?
Yeah. We were walking by a barber's and a guy came out and said, who's playing tonight? And we were saying, Ireland. And he said, who are you playing against? And we said, your country. So they're definitely, I mean, I'm sure there are Czech diehards and it is a football. They have other sports. They're more, I think they're into ice hockey and so on. But there are football diehards. But a little bit nonplussed. I did bump into some American tourists in the lift there just when we got to the hotel, and they were saying how brilliant it was and how the Irish fans are great, and I said, I hope they're behaving themselves. She said, look, it's just the best fun watching. She said they were really enjoying it. So there's a lot of goodwill around, I think. So it's not bad for business for the Czech bars either.
No, I'd say, before I let you go, there's a little bit of certainly this end here, obviously in Dublin, but a bit of a bang of Italia 90 off all of this, isn't there?
I heard somebody on the plane saying, a young fella, and he was chatting to two young women, and they were having an absolutely great crack. And he said, this is Italian 90 for our generation. And one of them said, what's Italian 90? So it is, you know what, it really is. And I'm here with my young fella. He's right beside me. The last time Ireland qualified for the World Cup, he was born in the middle of the World Cup, and I remember Robbie Keane scoring and doing a little quiet jig because I didn't want to wake him up. And so his generation haven't had a huge amount to cheer about. So yeah, I mean, it's just, if we were to get to USA and Mexico, Ciara, I think the nation would just go mental. It would be like Italian 90 all over again.
I completely agree with you. Look, good luck to Ireland, and good luck to yourself and Coon. Have a fantastic time in Prague, Shane, and thank you for joining us on your holidays.
Thanks, Ciara. Come on, you boys in green.
And speaking of Italian 90, we are now joined by icon of Italian 90, former Ireland international footballer Ray Houghton. Good evening to you, Ray.
Good evening to you.
Are you optimistic for the boys in green?
Yeah, listen, just listening to the report there, you can really sense it, can you? There's a really good feel factor around the country, all over the world. All the Irish fans will be tuning in, I'm sure, to see how the lads do this evening. You know, it's absolutely amazing when you look at where they were, first three games, 1 point, to finishing the group stage with 10. You know, it was absolutely brilliant. The turnaround was fantastic. And hopefully they can continue tonight.
The momentum that was there, the Portugal, the Hungary momentum, do you think it's carried on? There's obviously been a bit of a gap between now and those games. Is that a shame?
Yeah, I've got to be honest with Ciara. I wish we were playing in the last December, to be honest, because I think the momentum was with us. You know, everyone was on such a high. Players, you know, the fans. The fans are there. You know, there's thousands over in Prague at the moment. You know, they're looking forward to the game. Not many have got tickets. You just say that there's even a premium to get into the Irish bars in Prague at the moment. So it's going to be a phenomenal night. Pressure's on the Czech side because they're at home. You know, the expectation of the home supporters will be they should
win. They have a good record at home, don't they?
They've got a fantastic record. They really have. You know, they seem to really come alive when they're playing at home. But the pressure's on them. You know, they know that they can't have any mistakes in the game tonight. I don't think there'll be a high-scoring game. I don't see either team been good enough to win it 2 or 3 nil. I think it'll be really tight over the course of the 90 minutes, might even go a little bit longer. And I think whoever defends the best tonight will probably end up winning the game. And hopefully we come out on top and we're all set fair for next Tuesday.
And speaking of defence, obviously we've lost Josh Cullen through yeah. injury. He's a bit of a blow for us, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I do. I think, you know, Josh has been a mainstay for the Irish setup over the last few years. It'd be interesting to see what Hema does as far as putting someone in that position. You know, he has tried a centre-back playing in a midfield role. Whether he does that, I'm not so sure. He's just got to make sure that the 11 that goes out there tonight are fully fit, focused on the job in hand, and they're disciplined and responsible in their jobs. And if they do that, we've got a real chance to win the match tonight.
And on that basis, I mean, there are some stalwarts, but it's a youngish team as well. Yeah. Ireland had, you know, they used to say in the olden days that we played better against good teams in some ways and worse against bad teams. Do you think there's any doubt that the lads might bottle it in terms of confidence?
No, I don't. I really don't. I think they've really grown as a group. I think there's always a lot of criticism and a lot of negativity around the side after the first few games that we played in the group stage. But the way they responded, as I said, picking up 9 points in the last 3 matches, you can sense it. You can sense it with the fans that are over there. You can sense it all around the country that everyone's behind this group at the moment. And that must be a feel-good factor for them. And hopefully, you know, they can go in there without any real problems. You know, don't worry about the occasion. You've got to just play the 90 minutes as best you can. And, you know, hopefully you look at the opposition that you're playing against, the player you're playing against, and you're going to be as good as him, if not better. And if you do that, we've got a chance of winning.
And they do seem to have heart, like the likes of Seamus Coleman and all. There does seem to be a degree of belief, doesn't there?
Yeah, I think Seamus is huge. I really do. You know, I think his experience is invaluable. You know, he can help the younger element. You said about the young players in the squad. You know, sometimes in matches like this, you get a bit edgy, a little bit nervous. But I think they really showed their true colours against Hungary. You know, a game that they had to win. Mm-hmm. And they went out there and, you know, even late on when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, Troy Parrott came up with that all-important goal to get the victory. So I think that will stand them in good stead for tonight's game.
Yeah.
I really do. I think everyone will be really, you know, happy and really looking forward to the game.
And we have obviously seen Troy Parrott deliver under pressure, so you don't have any doubts on that score?
No, not at all. No. Look, listen, this lad should be held up to all youngsters who are trying to get into football. When you have adversity, when you have a knockback from a club and you feel a little bit low, how you get yourself out of it? Because that's what Troy did. He's been absolutely exceptional, and all that he gets rewards-wise when it comes to adulation and everyone talking him up, he fully deserves because of what he's went through and how he's come out the other side.
The Czech manager obviously has talked down the Irish side a fair bit, called us mediocre, you know, really kind of rubbished us a little bit. Does that have an impact on players, Ray?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I hope it does, because if you said that about my team, I don't think they would have been too happy about it. So listen, they're going to try every trick. They want to get through as much as Ireland do. So they're going to try everything in the power to try and put the Irish team off. It should be an incentive for the Irish players. But listen, it doesn't matter if we play well, indifferent or bad tonight. All that matters tonight is that we win. It's as simple as that. That's what it's all about. It's about winner takes all tonight, and then it keeps your chances of qualifying for the World Cup alive for the big game on Tuesday.
I did say at the start of this, there's a bit of a bang of Italian 90 of it. It's 40 years ago today since Jack Charlton started his mission with Ireland. Do you feel that there's a little bit of history repeating itself here?
Well, I hope not as far as the scoreline's concerned.
Well, fair.
Yeah, we don't want that one. No, I mean, I'd rather have something else. But, you know, it was the start of a legacy that Jack had, you know, when you think of what he achieved. I say to the young players, look, listen, you always make memories in your footballing career, and there'll be one certain period that will stand out. And I think the last 3 games and tonight, if the boys win and they take it into the qualifying final, if they can get through to the World Cup, when they finish, this is what they'll remember, and it's what the Irish fans will remember them for.
Look, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Come on, you boys in green. We're delighted to have spoken there to Ray Houghton, former international Irish footballer and indeed icon of Italia 90.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.